old men had to have some. Well, our daddy was going to be ordained as a deacon, and our mama made him some fancy ones. Out of some kind of elastic that was flowered or something, anyway.
Made some fancy ones. Yeah, I guess it'd be a... look like it cost more than nickel then, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Let's see. If you had a... say, you know, if you wear something, sometimes when you wear shirts before they were samplerized, what would happen to them when you wash shirts and they do what? They
draw up.
Mm-hmm. Or anything else you might use there instead of draw up? Anything else you might say?
Well, I don't know. Anything, not too many things draw up now.
And, you know, it might shrink or something like that?
It what?
Might shrink, you say?
Shrink, yeah. Mm-hmm. We used to, the woman I used for my dressmaker, she would wet my material and hang it up and dry it, press it. She'd cut my dress, and then there was no shrinking to it. Now, that's been a long time ago. She was a real good seamstress.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. You don't have to worry then about not fitting you, do you?
Uh-huh.
And talking about shrinking there, if I put on a shirt and it wouldn't fit, I'd say, well, this shirt must have done what? Must have...
drawed up.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see, you know, if I put on a... I might get out my summer clothes or something like that, and I'll say, well, this shirt won't fit me last year, but last year it won't fit me this year, but last year it did what it... If I'm talking about how it fit, I said, this year this shirt won't fit at all, but last year it...
It fit.
Mm-hmm. And when a girl likes to go to a party, have you ever seen little girls that they like to put on the mama's clothes and things like that? What do you say the little girl likes to do when she does that?
She likes to play grown up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when a girl gets older and likes to dress up and go to parties like that, what do you say she likes to do when she you know, likes to put on good clothes and her makeup and
pretty clothes?
Any special word for what she's doing when she's...
I don't think of it now.
Would you say she likes to dress up or something like that?
Oh, yeah. And it's pretty clothes.
And what do you call a small leather container that women usually carry around with them to carry their money and their makeup and things like that in?
Well, it's a pocketbook.
And any other name that people use for that?
I don't know.
What if it's smaller and you just put your change in it or something like that?
That's a hand purse. Handbag, hand purse, I believe.
So there'd really be a difference there between a pocketbook and a purse. That kind of different. And what would you call the thing that a woman might wear around her arm there? Not a watch, but...
just a bracelet.
And around her neck, she sometimes likes to wear...
I've never seen as much jewelry worn in my life as is right now. Mm-hmm. The hands and the neck and fingers and...
all kinds of this. And only one piece of jewelry I've ever worn, and that's that. I can't stand it. I can't stand a watch.
You don't wear a watch?
I carry a pocket watch. I can't. My wife gave me this thing. I just can't stand to wear it.
Well, that's a railroad watch. Ain't that what they call that?
Something like that. My granddad was with the railroad for a long time. I guess seeing him is where I picked up wearing the pocket watch. I can't stand it. Kind of jewelry. What do they usually call, women call those things that wear around the neck, you know, like that?
Necklace or beads or...
And the beads, you know, what do they usually, how do they usually call that? They say a what of beads. Remember? You know what they say a what of beads around the neck?
I don't know the different names of them.
Would they call just a string of beads?
Well, yes, another string of beads.